Now, yesterday we brought you the story of petrol station owners around the Ards Peninsula claiming the police are washing their hands of drive-offs at their forecourts. It was after the PSNI said that owners will have to pursue non-payment of fuel themselves because many are genuine mistakes and placing a preventable burden on them, that is the police. This is what one owner told our reporter, Nicola Weir.
I was very surprised that the police were basically washing their hands of drive-offs. Now, drive-offs can be, you know, in most cases, in 99% of cases, they are either accidents or forgetfulness. They're things that can happen, and we deal with those ourselves. But when we contact the police, it's a genuine reason to phone the police to try to retrieve fuel that hasn't been paid for, and we only ring the police as a really, really last resort.
You said there yourself that it's 99.9% of cases you can solve, and it's a case of forgetfulness. So what's your problem then in sort of saying do it yourself?
Well, I suppose if the police are saying it isn't a crime to take fuel and not pay for it, then I'm confused, because if you walk into anywhere else and take something and don't pay for it, I thought it was a crime.
So we have been hoping to speak to the police this morning, but they've been called away on other business. The Ulster Unionist MLA Jenny Palmer is with us. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning, Vinny.
Now, you say you believe that this might lead to more thefts.
Yes, that's my opinion. I've had a family petrol retail experience with my husband's petrol station at Sprucefield for over 50 years, and certainly I believe that this is encouraging more theft. And if people don't think that they're going to be caught or the police are not going to pursue it, then it may well be that it's going to have a serious impact.
Jenny, of your family connection there and your experience for this kind of thing, how common is it?
Well, we used to get maybe two or three drive-offs a week, and those were in the days when we didn't have all of the technology that's there now for the bigger petrol retailers.
Because there's a lot of the cameras and things that read your number plate, and I would assume that would put people off trying to steal petrol.
Well, if you're genuinely going to steal petrol, that will not put you off, because simply you've probably stolen the car in the first place. And that was our biggest problem. It was actually not the genuine people. There are lots of genuine people out there who have kids in the back of the car that come in for cigarettes.
Yeah. They maybe come in and do a bit of shopping. And
most of the staff will know they're genuine customers.
Mm. I guess for some of the smaller retailers, it's maybe not an option to have that, what I would assume is quite expensive technology to help back them up.
Yeah, especially in the small rural petrol stations as well. And you get a 17-year-old serving fuel or whatever and serving the desk, and somebody presses a button for fuel at the pump, and they take a quick glance out, they approve it, and all of a sudden there's a drive-off. You know, and then another £2.50 charge for the retailer to try to chase up information on that drive-off in order to pursue it through the civil court.
So what, another £2.50 charge? Explain that to me.
Well, that's what they're going to ask for the petrol retailer to ring up and to get the details of the vehicle that drove off. That's going to be a charge of £2.50 on top of the fuel that was stolen, and then probably having to pursue that through the law, through the High Court.
And this is we're hoping to get a statement through from the police, but this is to do with it becoming a civil matter as opposed to the police chasing it for you.
You see, I can't understand where the civil matter comes into it as a criminal matter. If I go into a shop and I lift a jacket that I like and I walk out the door with it, that's theft. If someone drives off from a petrol pump and doesn't pay for the fuel that they've just put into their car, to me, that's theft. And what happens now if... I think, you know, maybe the PSNI will maybe review this as a mistaken idea in terms of pursuing it. But in my case, if we knew there was a genuine person who had driven off and we had those contact details, we would have normally made those contacts with the person just to remind them, John, you forgot to pay for the fuel when you were in this morning. Oh, sorry about that. I'll be down shortly and I'll leave the money in. Kids were distracting me. That's fine. There are genuine people out there, but there are those who deliberately go in and target smaller petrol stations and some of the larger ones in terms of trying to steal petrol from the forecourt. And then you'll find the car is probably either abandoned or dumped or burnt, and you have no way of knowing who stole the petrol. So for the police to say that this is going to be a civil matter, it's ludicrous.
They're also saying that this is all, you know, to help them free up resources, because obviously there's budgets don't have an endless line, you know, they're trying to put their manpower elsewhere.
Well, then, is that what they're going to tell us? Are the police service for Northern Ireland going to say that we've done this, and now if someone steals from a small local shop, well, then it's up to the local, the victim in this case, who is the shop owner, to actually pursue the theft from within the shop? Are we going to devolve those issues down as well? I mean, the police are the law enforcers, so why are they passing that burden on to the retailers?
Okay, stay there, Jenny, for a moment, please. David, good morning.
Good morning. Well, this is pure utter laziness on behalf of the PSNI. This will lead to an open season, basically. If you went into a supermarket and bought three quarters of your groceries, walked out with the other quarter and say, oh, I forgot to pay that, you know the police isn't going to arrive on the scene, because they're basically legalising theft. And at the end of the day, say the police do not have the resources, the PSNI are top-heavy. There's far too many.
Well, that's obviously your perception, David. Just we're waiting on a line from the police from today. They sent us a statement yesterday, and from that they said research shows that 85% of drive-offs are genuine mistakes.
That's
what they're saying. So that basically that the routine attendance of police at all drive-offs, and particularly at those where a crime is not suspected, is placing a substantial burden. So they're basically saying they're finding it difficult to man all these issues, and particularly when 85% of them are genuine mistakes.
There's a man, fair woman, the only garage in the country area. They don't know when they say car driving and fills herself up with petrol and off it goes. They don't know, first of all, how are they going to check out that car registration number, who owns it. Number two, they don't know if that person has a criminal record from either GBH. They don't know these things. So why does the police want people to put themselves into danger?
Think the police want people to start chasing them up the road. I think what they're saying is you pursue it yourself as a civil matter. But you're basically saying you think that will encourage other people to just drive off?
It'll be open season. Open season. That's precisely. The police are giving the green light for people to do that.
Well, they would say that they're not giving the green light. They're saying, once again, 85% are mistakes. So if you can chase it up yourself as a forecourt owner, then you chase it up, you contact them and you say you didn't pay and people will be understanding.
When you get a loophole in the law, and the police seem to be saying, this is a loophole, you can go ahead and do that, you will get open season, and believe me, you will get a lot of hobos. They'll turn around and do exactly the same thing. I feel sorry for petrol owners and garages, I really do.
There is an issue here as well with there's a huge variation with the type of forecourts we have here as anywhere. There's some huge companies that have petrol stations and then some very small independents that maybe only have one or two pumps.
They're the ones I feel sorry for, the independent ones. The ones that are stuck out in the country areas, the big ones, creep out measures in place, but at the end of the day, it's the man who's trying to make a living and the woman's trying to make a living.
Or the 17, 18-year-old that's there on a shift on their own.
Yeah,
sorry.
The 17 or 18, so sometimes we've heard Stephen talk about working in the petrol stations himself. The 17 or 18-year-old that's on shift on their own at a small independent petrol station.
Well, you know that. Sorry, is it me you're talking to?
No, go ahead. David, go ahead.
Well, at the end of the day, you have a young girl in a petrol station like that there, and the other things to do, and they keep trying to keep an eye on that, and you get a car pulling out. It's very difficult to have your eyes everywhere.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is a crime, and the police should be investigating.
0-30-30-80-55-55. Jenny, what do you think of that? That's Jenny Palmer from the UUP. 85%, the police say, genuine mistakes, and that basically the attendance of police at those is putting a burden on their resources.
Well, Vinny, listen, 85% of the people of Northern Ireland are probably decent people in Northern Ireland.
True.
So 15% of people will break the law and have done in terms of stealing, thieving petrol from a petrol retailer. So do we turn a blind eye to those 15%? Because I'll tell you what, on that forecourt, petrol retailers have it hard. 85 pence in the pound goes directly to taxes, back to the government coffers. Then the bulk of the rest of the 1.11 or whatever it is at the pump goes to the petrol retail company. And it's the small, as the retailer, who actually only receives maybe 1 to 2 pence a litre in profit in that sale. Now, they also have to take into consideration all their other outland costs, like the electricity to run their petrol pumps. So their shop actually makes a profit, the petrol doesn't. So if this is going to increase petrol drive-offs or thefts at the pump, or they're not being pursued by the law, then that's going to put their businesses in jeopardy.
The police might say that they obviously have a lot of other issues that they have to deal with, so maybe more serious crimes.
Well, you know, how serious is it Northern Ireland's economy suffers because of billions of pounds of them through the retail, through fraud, through theft every year that actually could enhance our economic growth and our economic output. And there we have the police saying, listen, we're going to just allow you to pursue this through the civil courts. Are they going to do that with theft in shops? Are they going to do that when someone walks out of a restaurant and doesn't pay for the food that they've got? Are they going to do that in other instances? Are they going to devolve all of these small petty crimes down to
I guess, Jenny, as well, when you're trying to pursue something like this, there will be an expense. There'll be a variety of expenses of pursuing this yourself, even if it's from, if you're a very small independent retailer and you have to close or you have to get someone to fill in when you're having to go to court, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if it's, say, they fill up their car for 40, 50 quid, they might be saying, well, is it worth it?
Exactly. Would you take a civil case that you've already £50 out for and you've a £2.50 charge to get the details in the first instance, and perhaps that car is stolen and the rightful car owner says, listen, I didn't put that fuel in. Whoever stole my car put it in. So you haven't got an outcome that is positive.
Yeah.
Well, the judge award costs to the petrol retailer as well. That's something that sometimes doesn't happen. So, you know, small retailers are going to struggle here.
Okay, Jenny Palmer, thank you very much. 03030805555. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Ken, are you on one of those hands-free? Have you never listened to this show? He goes mad.
I don't care. I'm about to not the other day.
So you thought you would just do what you want. One of the things, Ken, we haven't really focused on a lot in this discussion is the 15%. Jenny suggested it there as well. The scumbags that do this, that think it's okay to go to a petrol station, wherever it might be, fill up their car and then drive off in the hope and expecting, I guess, that they just won't get caught. What kind of person does that?
Well, you see, Vinny, the 9 times out of 10, hey, if you go into a fuel station and fill your vehicle up or put whatever you want in front there, and even sort of to buy a newspaper and a general milk, the first thing they'll ask you, did you get fuel?
Yeah.
So these boys are using it just to say, oh, they slipped their mind. That's a lot of nonsense.
I don't know if they're all saying it slipped their mind, if they're just filling up and driving off. You know, they're maybe not even coming in. But it's a fair point.
Well, it is a fair point, but there's a way around it. I mean, because where I come from, hey, a lot of fuel stations now, you'll not get fuel. You go in and you reach the yard behind the counter, £20 or £40, and out you go to pub 4 or pub 6 and fill your vehicle with a £20 or £40, and then the pub cuts off. So there's no excuse.
Yeah, there's one. Well, I suppose maybe you're saying that they should change the technology. There's one on the way when I go home towards North Belfast, and it does just that. You can't get fuel until you go in and pay for it. You go out to your pump, and then it will give you whatever amount you've paid for.
That's right. And if you're filling £20 on a cost of it, 19.20 or 19.30, she slows away down and £20 cuts off.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's an option, Ken. That would work. Rob's on the line as well. We're going to whiz through a few more calls and then we'll move on. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Not too bad. The other side of this is there are people, you know, there's one of my, let's say, a work person, well, not even say colleague, because that might be too specific, but who said yesterday that they have accidentally done this before. So it can happen by mistake.
Yeah, it does happen by mistake, but I would say in very few cases. I would say that the majority of those are taken off. But I wanted to make a point to you, Finney, in relation to this becoming a civil matter. I think that the retail consortium should get their heads together here and challenge this in a judicial review against PSNI, because it's very clear in terms of the legislation that if an individual takes something, an item, and removes it with the intention to permanently deprive the owner of it, that is classed as theft. In this case, the item would be the petrol, and the owner would be the petrol station owner. And therefore, in my opinion, it is theft. It is not a civil matter. It is a criminal matter.
I'm trying to think, Rob. You know, whenever you go to petrol stations, and I can't remember the exact wording, but I know I'm from Randallstown, and when I go to the one on the way into Randallstown, there is definitely a sticker that says, if you enter this forecourt or you take petrol, start to take petrol, without the means or the intention of paying, I'm nearly sure that it says this is a criminal offence.
Well, it is a criminal offence.
Well, no, the police are saying that you have to chase it as a civil matter because,
well, that's as why
85% are accidents.
I believe that should be judicially reviewed because the legislation is very clear. The legislation is there for the police to enforce. The legislation is there for the police to go and enforce that legislation against offenders. What may happen on occasions is the police may go to that individual's door. They may say, look, you haven't paid for the petrol. Are you going to make your way down? Sometimes, it, as you say, it is a mistake, and they'll say, name of goodness, you know, I'll head down there now, pay that. And that's fine. You know, that's a perfectly appropriate way to deal with it.
Okay.
But for those that have intentionally set out with the intention to deprive the owner of payment for the fuel,
okay,
then it is a criminal offence.
Okay, Rob, thank you. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Vinnie and listeners. There's nothing as bad as the police calling to your house and you think somebody's dead, you think something terrible's happened. Yeah, and it's basically you owe £20 in your local forecourt.
And why shouldn't they? If you've forgotten to pay for something, if you went into Argos and got something at 20 quid and walked away, what would happen, even if it was a mistake?
I know, you're right. I'm coming to the opposite side of the spectrum. This whole thing needs tightened up. If a stolen car's going in and taking petrol and driving off, there could be a very dangerous crime about to happen. The police need to be given all registration plates of everybody that forgets. Then the police can filter in the ones that are dangerous.
Mm. It's difficult, though. I keep going back to these small independent petrol stations or forecourts, whatever you want to call them, if they don't have cameras or if the cameras are not recording and they're trying to, you know, it's only one or two people on shift trying to get the reg of everyone that goes in.
Because well, I guess you you're don't, right, you, the you technologies, don't know, that's yeah. one of my technologies. Okay. That the police might need to help out with this in a very serious area
okay.
where it's happening. The police get the cameras fitted. But the other one is, too, people should be on camera and audio when the girl asks, did you get petrol? And you say no. Because that sort of like giving away, well, hold on, maybe you haven't got your wits about you. Then there's the £2.50 payment that the garage retailer has to make to the DVLA. Whenever they do come to get to pay their petrol, they have to pay the £2.50. And every time you're a repeat offender, it goes up to £3.50. And you know, when you hit people okay. in the pocket like that, suddenly their memory might be jolted. Also, to help people, every now and then there should be an audio over the shop. In between some jingles.
Don't be stealing the petrol.
Pay for your petrol.
Okay. All right, Michael, we're going to leave it there, but thank you very much, and thanks to my guests on this as well. Before we go, we were talking earlier in the programme about petrol station drive-offs and a new position from the police in terms of how to deal with them. They said 85% of these are genuine mistakes. They've sent us another line this morning. It says, Superintendent, this is from Superintendent Brian McKee. He says that, Brian Key. He says, following feedback and additional consultation from stakeholders, police in B and C districts have postponed the introduction of a pilot scheme to deal with drive-offs from local petrol stations. So they are now postponing this pilot scheme. It says police will now discuss and review the introduction of this project.